Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hey, greetings and good afternoon, everybody. It is the 2 o'clock hour. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. We are live and local from 2 to 6, so strap in and get ready to go. Here we are for the next 4 hours. We'll talk some NBA with our friend Rick Kamla from NBA TV. More long-distance shots in the NBA. 70 by the Rockets.
A joke.
In a game! In a game! Incredible. We'll have that. Rick Kamla will join us. We'll harass him at 5 o'clock. And we'll have a couple of Sheeman and Shepherd cash grabs. So we got all that. And we will discuss hairy armpits on chicks.
Yeah.
All that coming up. Our phone number.
Ew.
Yeah, this is a thing.
It's a craze, and I'm outraged by it.
Pete Shepherd, Chris, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Was good.
Are we leading with this?
I don't care. In my head.
Well, no, yesterday I was talking about trendy things like...
Woolly mammoth.
Like the 10-year challenge that Facebook is doing.
Yeah.
There's this other thing going on now.
Yeah,
this is an outrage.
Unicorn armpit hair is like sweeping the nation.
What a unicorn?
I'm going to blog about this tomorrow, and I really don't give a damn who gets offended by it. Okay, there's certain things about men and women that make us unique, men and women. And I know in Europe and other countries that some cultures, and it's okay to grow your armpit hair if you're a lady, but I'm not into it. I think it looks disgusting. I think it looks skanky. It's dirty. It looks gross. It looks gross on a guy, in most part, not alone a woman. So now this trend is going on, this unicorn armpit hair stuff, where girls are younger are coloring their armpit hair, growing it out and coloring it, and now it's supposed to be,
Are they making it into a pointy ponytail coming under their arm?
Just different colors, all red, yellow, green, blue, purple.
Why?
They're calling it the Janu-hairy.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's gross.
No. I'm outraged over that. Guys have Movember. You can't call it Hanuary or Hairuary, whatever the stupid name. No, that's a guy thing.
Movember. I thought it was No Shave November.
Whatever it is.
Yep. So January, Janu-hairy now is getting colorful on Instagram. Some women dyeing their armpit hair in rainbow shades, calling them unicorn pits. Girls just want to have fun.
No.
It is. It's gross. It's freaking gross. I don't care. It's gross. Please spare me. My God. I can't believe, and it doesn't make you edgy, it doesn't make you trendy, it doesn't make you like, oh, see, I'm an independent person, I can do that color of my armpit hair. I'm special, damn it, you treat me like I'm special. No, you're skanky looking, disgusting, I don't want anything to do with you. Hairy armpits are a turnoff to men who are heterosexual from women.
I don't think women like hairy armpits.
I don't think so either.
Most women I know, 99.9% don't.
Not Americans.
I am absolutely outraged that this has become a fad. And we are to blame in the media because we've made it that way. Why do you give
media.
These knuckleheads? What's next? Colorful pubic hair? Where does it end?
Okay, we took it there, huh?
Well, yeah, we did. Where does it end?
Here's the deal. I don't even like it when I'm watching a sporting event and I see an NBA player towel off and lift their arms and you see like hunks of dried deodorant on their armpit hair. It grosses me out. That's with dudes.
This day and age.
I don't want to see it with the chicks. I don't want to see
it. Something with the dry deodorant. I know some people are allergic to deodorant. I mean, who uses dry deodorant?
What's dry deodorant? Like the white chalky stick?
Yeah, that's like 40 years old.
As opposed to roll-on.
Is the roll-on?
The roll-on's the ball with the wet. That goes under and dries.
No,
It doesn't have to be wet.
I go the white stuff.
I use the white stuff.
I like the white stuff.
Yeah.
Old Spice Fiji. Great scent.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I use.
Unbelievable.
I know it's white and purple. I just buy it.
But this is like absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry. Women are beautiful. This does not make you beautiful. This makes you disgusting.
Put it on the poll.
It's gross.
Is armpit hair acceptable in women in America? I want to see how close to zero or 100% we get, however we word this.
Do you favor armpit hair on women? Very simple.
Okay, yes or no.
Yes or no.
This has got to be over 90% no.
It's
going to be a rude awakening if it's not.
And I know it's been going on for a long time in other parts of the world for some people, and it's accepted. I get it. I don't have to accept it.
Are we going to put hairy legs on the same thing? Is that the same category?
Yeah, no, you know why it isn't? Because I think most women don't shave their legs. That's fine. You don't have to. I mean, I shave every day or every other day. That, you know, my pace. But the hairy leg thing is different because I don't think you have to shave every day. I think most women, when they're going out and if their legs are exposed, are going to have their legs shaved. But I'm not a fan. If I see a woman with I can't remember the last time I saw a woman with hairy legs and noticed it. So
it's startling when
I'm
you
not
do
talking
see
about
it.
Stubble.
No.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Stubble happens. All right, let's keep it to the underarms.
Yeah.
I could put it categorically. I could put it in the same category.
No, I mean, it's definitely about the underarms. I think it's absolutely gross. It's disgusting, and this is a trend. And what's the problem is you get, you know, all these younger girls who are doing it now thinking that it's going to – and they're going on Instagram, and people are posting pictures of it, and it looks disgusting. It looks absolutely disgusting. There's no other way to describe it.
There's always these fads, this fad, the ice bucket fad, whatever. Can we just ask the ladies out there to just not participate in this and not –
Well, the ice bucket challenge
was for ALS. That was a great cause.
Yeah, that's my point. There are always these fads. I'm kind of lumping them all together. I'm just saying, can we just say no to that? Just say no, ladies, please.
Here's an example.
407 testing it. Guys, tread lightly. You're going to piss off the women's.
I don't think so.
I don't care.
I don't care. Pick it.
Like, seriously,
it's disgusting.
Take your
skanky armpits and get out of here.
This is a hill I will die on. I'm fine with that. The hairy armpit hill.
Here's one post from one lady, one young lady. She looks like she's probably 18 to 23. Pit hair, don't care. Bleep you, beauty standards. Colored my underarms blue to match my hair because why the hell not? I use Illumin by God. A little goes a long way. It seems to last longer and bleed less. I occasionally shave them for fashion shows, events. But as far as my personal life goes, I see no need for prickly pits and ingrown hairs just because some people think it's gross for my body to do what it does. That's fine. Good. Good for you. Go ahead. Grow your hair out. Grow your hair out in your pit. Never shave.
Well, the texts are coming
it's
in.
Gross.
It's 100%. Like, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
No, don't do it, ladies.
No.
Do not
do it.
Just an
aside. And 239 goes, who cares? The stupidest topic you ever talked about. Who cares about you, 239? And we've talked about things but much more stupid
than
this.
Yeah, much way dumber than this.
I mean, this is real.
Give me a break, 239. We've done way stupider stuff than this.
This is a major topic going on around the country that's gone viral. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And you cannot tell me if any one of your – well, Chris doesn't have a daughter yet.
Yet.
But can you imagine, I can't even imagine my sister back in the day doing that. Or any girl that I've never met I've seen it. I've been in Europe and I have seen it and I've seen it in movies and certain things. But I don't know anybody personally, any lady, any woman personally that doesn't shave their armpits.
Well, let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
I'm all for keeping it that way. Because it still startles me when I see it, like in an ad or in Europe. It's like, whoa.
It's gross. Yeah, to each his own. All that nonsense. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Go think. To each his own, yeah, for a lot of things. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it. You have the right to do it? Absolutely.
All right.
It looks skanky.
239.
End of story.
239-337 ESPN is the number. It's going to make an awkward transition into the lack of insurance for football, but we'll go to the...
Well, that...
that's another story. That is actually a big story today. We'll get into later on. But first, Sean and Lehigh, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Sean.
Fantastic.
I just want to say I love your show, and I want to say that I love the fact that you guys are not afraid to speak your opinion, your mind on things. It makes me respect your show even more.
Well, thank you. We respect you for calling in.
And I just wanted to add my opinion for what it's worth. I think that, you know, these people that are doing this challenge, these girls that are doing this challenge, I think the bigger underlying meaning is that they are just doing what the media is telling them to do. And I guarantee if you tune into these same people 12 months from now, that they're not still doing the same challenge. And I just think it goes to show how easily influenced, our society is on what's trending.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a great point.
You're spot on
Sean, to your point, though.
That you can, sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
To your point further, I'll let you finish. Just look at this stupid Bird Box, knuckleheads, idiots out there, blindfolding, getting behind cars.
Yeah.
I mean, because of a stupid, idiotic movie that was okay. But, I mean, can you imagine if that applied to other movies?
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Something. Yeah, let me tell you something, Pete. I just want to add to that real quick. Is I've recently gotten rid of social media on my phone. I've taken Facebook off. I am not involved in social media. And let me tell you what, not allowing the media and this social media, epidemic that we have to influence my mind and filling my mind with things that are positive and things that are going to build me up has been the best thing that I've ever done. And this is a clear example of how Facebook and social media and this new age, internet age is polluting and destroying people, man, from little stupid challenges like this all the way down to a deeper level.
No, I think you made I can't disagree with anything you said. I can guarantee if I didn't do this job, I would not be on Twitter.
However,
I would not be on Facebook. I can tell you that.
However, I would invite you to follow me at Craig ESPN.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
@PSheffer26.
You know, if for nothing else, create a dummy account and just follow the three of us. And,
was this the topic you wanted to save to the 4 o'clock hour?
No, I was going to.
Well, we had a little show meeting before, and I threw out mock draft, that sort of thing. Yeah. What's because it is a slow day.
Yeah, no.
I want to know what sports we're going to talk. Well, I don't want to talk about James Harden throwing up 58 points, yet having a plus minus of -8.
No. How about 73s and they hit 22 of them? No. 23 of them? 73s, and you think that was watchable? Now, I watched the fourth quarter on replay last night. At least, the Raptors-Celtics game went down to the wire. Celtics pulled away in the end, 1-9. Kyrie played his best game of the night. Okay, great. That's one game on the docket that actually kept your interest all the way down. I listened to the radio broadcast on the way home from Trey Montana's. We had a great meal last night.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I don't know how you watch 73s being launched in the game. That's not basketball.
Not basketball. I had it on last night. I thought the Toronto-Boston game was excellent.
Yeah, it sounded like it was.
I thought it was a really good game.
I heard the whole fourth quarter on the radio coming home.
But I'll say, if you're Golden State and we bag on taking 73s like Houston did or whatever, but they have quarters like the third quarter last night where it's, you cannot stop it.
No.
You cannot stop these teams when they get on these rolls from behind the arc.
No, I agree. I will tell you, though, that I think, and we'll have Rick Kamla from NBA TV on later on, I think the most fascinating story from the NBA is actually still Kyrie Irving because, he tried to insert some leadership. He's had some young bucks on the Celtics with some pushback and blowback, and to the point where Kyrie Irving actually called LeBron James and said, I was that young player with blowback and pushback. I didn't want to be led by you. I wanted to be a leader. And he apologized. This is the whole reason he forced the trade out of Cleveland to go to Boston. And he goes, you know what? I'm in your shoes now. I realize what you were trying to do in Cleveland. I apologize.
Okay. Stan Van Gundy nailed it today on the Levitard show. Pump the brakes, Kyrie. You are not LeBron James. You never will be LeBron James. What you do need to do is do more of what you did last night and less flapping your gums, okay? Get the 18 or 17 assists that you had last night and be a better team player. That's what you need to do. More of how you played last night. You are not LeBron James. And the fact that you even brought it up like you have that kind of power is ridiculous. So, please, zip it.
Well, he is.
Zip it.
He isn't LeBron James. You're absolutely right about that part. But he is the leader of that team, correct? I mean, every team kind of has their guy where it's like, this is my team. Tony Parker said, hey, the Spurs used to be
my
team.
Is he the leader of that team?
I don't know. That's a good question. He's always injured.
Looks to me like that team does not have a leader right now. No, last night Kyrie played great.
That's how he needs to play to become that leader. He wants to be that guy, and he will never be at LeBron's level as far as going like that and can hire and fire people like assistant coach Lou and get to that. But he can be. He plays like that. More of that. I mean, you think about it, that was a career high. 18 assists. Now, I was shocked when I heard that number. I said, really? He's never had 18 assists before? I think a career high was 15 going and then
for a scoring point guard, which is what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you would think with all the players he's played around and everything else that he would have had at least 15 assists a lot more often. It didn't happen. So he had 18. Play like that, and they will be contending for the NBA championship.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think those are all valid arguments, both sides of the argument, and we'll get Rick Campbell's opinion on that later on, but I do think that's the most. And is today the London game that Enes Kanter is bailing on because he fears for his life?
Oh, yes, I'm
presuming he did not make the trip with the Knicks. I think it's a 3 o'clock game in London today.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Ooh. So it's something for us to
remember
watch.
Remember last year was the Celtics and 76ers.
I thought.
It was.
Hold on. I got to tell the audience what I just saw. Okay, this is how degenerate we are. I thought, hey, we got a 3 o'clock NBA game. I thought, cool, we get to watch a game while we're on the air. And Chris reached over, I thought, for the remote control for the pregame. No.
Grabbing my phone for something.
He's calling it's his eight, Skittles bookie.
Wizards by 8 and a total 229.
Yeah, there you go. There's where we're at.
This is a real treat for us. I love debate. I love baseball season. This fact, we get to sit around and watch baseball during the show.
Yeah,
to have basketball on the TV.
We did. Remember, it was Philly in the Celtics last year.
And Celtics got down big early.
They were by 17, came back one, and covered.
What a little treat!
That was precious. That was absolutely precious.
3 o'clock.
By the way, Chris is wearing his Patrick Mahomes to emblazon the super red color into Pete's.
That's a balmy rods 20, and cones. 22 degrees now at kickoff.
Forecast is going up every day.
Going up.
It'll be 75 and clear by the time Sunday.
It'll be the warmest January game ever at Arrowhead. By the time we get to, I told you, never look at forecast 6 and 7 days out. They're always wrong. They always miss it.
It was a 5-4. Let's put it this way. The second half of that game, I think, will be down to close to single digits. That is going to be, it's going to be cold.
No,
the sun will be down.
No,
the sun will be down. I'm talking about end the second half.
The low is 22. Yeah, it's not going to get anywhere near single digits.
Would you like to bet a sandwich on that low will be lower than 22?
That's when
point.
There's a problem.
Yes,
when
there is.
When we're wagering on the weather.
Yeah.
I told you, I worked with a guy
there too cockroaches
that had
going
such
up the
a
wall,
problem.
I bet you on it.
I had a guy, well,
no,
similar
I'm
to that.
I'm kidding.
I worked with a guy that had such a problem that whether he'd be betting the blue great, gay
Chris
green.
Chris is looking at injury reports.
He saw.
Looking at last five.
I knew a guy whether he would do the blue gray game on Christmas Day, but he would bet on raindrops rolling down the window in the radio studio.
Are you serious?
Which raindrop would hit the bottom? Oh yeah, yeah,
that's bad.
That is bad.
Who would take him up on the bet?
Other equally,
Sheeman?
No, not me. No, other equal degenerates, if you will. So yeah,
Knicks are 2-17 in the last 19.
Yeah, why are we sending that garbage overseas? Again, this was
their third time.
And one of their best players didn't make the trip.
Yeah.
Washington.
And a European player at that might interest some local people.
Right, right.
The Wizards, not like the, you know, the Wizards are supposed to be sort of, they're 18-26.
No, they're not very good.
They stink.
That's one of those scenarios, I think, where it's not working. Why are we continuing to try to force this Bradley Beal, John Wall thing?
Well,
like,
he's done for the year. Yeah, right.
But
it
just—it's
time to break them up.
Just move on.
But I don't think anybody wants them.
It's
I don't
been
think
like 4 years
John Wall.
Of this.
I think they're just too.
You've got some pieces.
They get everybody excited. They win a game with a shot at the horn in the playoffs.
Otto Porter on
win.
That team, like he's an asset.
Yeah.
They traded Oubre, didn't they?
Yeah.
I like Kelly Oubre.
Break
total's 229.
Like
they're
the,
averaging
like the under there.
You know what?
A little jet lag.
I really like the under there.
I think that's the way to go.
You know the Wizards? Speaking of what, the Wizards, they are starting. I want to ask Rick Harrow this at 5 o'clock. They're starting an alternate broadcast. I don't know if it's radio or TV that is going to be centric around gambling. So,
I saw that, yeah.
There's going to be more on the over-under and all that kind of stuff. So
prop bets, who's going to score more in the first half.
In-game.
Yeah, I think that's the way the business is going. You're seeing a lot of gambling shows pop up.
We're talking about it more and more, for sure. All right, coming up, I want to get into some NFL news. There's an insurance problem with football, but there's also a more – I'll tell you what the most intriguing story of the NFL is. And it has to do with Matt Hasselbeck. And you say, why, how does that have to? We'll talk about that when we come back. I think it is the most fascinating story in the entire NFL today. So all that and more coming up. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
You know I said it, I am better now, better now. I only say that because you're not around, not around.
Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN on a Thursday. Day closer to the AFC and NFC championships. Coming up later on, though, we'll talk with Rick Kamla, our friend from NBA TV. We have an afternoon game of the NBA that we're shipping overseas to London. And the Rockets took 73 pointers last night, so we have a lot to talk to them there. We also have a Sheeman and Shepard cash grab coming up in a little bit as well. Your chance to win $1,000. We have a Twitter poll that is exploding right now. Do we care to give a quick update, please?
Yeah, and again, this all started. Do you favor armpit hair on women? This started because there is a not so much a challenge, but some trendy thing going on out there called Januhairy. For women, unicorn, rainbow hair at armpits, and all this crap. It looks disgusting. So, basically, simple question. Do you favor armpit hair on women? 100 votes right now, 90% no.
There. God, I knew it would be over 90%.
Yeah, it should be. And, you can talk to me until hell freezes over about your independence and all that stuff. There are just certain things, as I said before, I mean, that just don't look good, smell good, and hairy armpits on women is disgusting.
To me, that's just it.
I think to 90% of our listeners.
Well, I think
so
it's
far.
Deeper than this as well because I don't think they're listening to this program, but the feminist out there. Well, if men can do it, why can't? Well, there's a difference. Like in dress code, let's say guys cannot come to work wearing a tank top.
Yep,
right. There are girls that. A certain style of tank top where that's work appropriate.
Guys can't play golf in a tank top
or a
on
skirt.
Most courses. Guys can't wear hats in clubhouses. Girls can for some reason.
So it's just, there's rules.
I'm not complaining about it, but there are certain things I think women need to do to remain women sometimes and men the same way. And that's, whatever.
Old-fashioned over there.
We'll keep.
I just think hairy armpits on women are disgusting.
I'm right there with you, pal.
All right, so we'll keep that poll going all day long. Now, I was going to talk about something else regarding the NFL, but Pete, you mentioned something to me right before we went on the airwaves that I actually think is the most fascinating NFL story, even though we have conference championships going on here. And it involves Matt Hasselbeck, of all people, who I don't think has played in the NFL in 3 years. He's an ESPN NFL insider.
Yeah, Kevin Clark had it first for the Ringer. And he said ESPN analyst Matt Hasselbeck, 43 years old, retired 3 years ago, says he got a call from a playoff contending team this season asking if he was, quote, in shape and available to sign. Now, the big part of that sentence is he got a call from a playoff contending team this season. The big question is when?
Oh, last contending
two
team.
Two
okay.
weeks ago? I was saying, now, the fact that it says contending team means it had to be, I would think, after the regular season. And a team that's was in the postseason. As you pointed out, he played for Indianapolis.
Well, contending team could mean an even numerous teams in week 16 and 17 fighting for a playoff spot. But when I initially thought it was just playoff teams.
No, playoff contending team. But I think, though, you're on. I think it's after the regular season,
Colts called him up, see if he could back up a little bit. I don't know what Jacoby Brissett's situation was. Back up Andrew Luck. He used to play with the Seahawks, the Colts. That makes sense. Did the Jaguars, when they were like, well, the Jaguars weren't in it, so I don't know.
Anybody. I'm trying to think. I don't think it was to come and take over and start or anything like that.
It was an emergency backup, I'm sure. Man, that would be an interesting stab at who that would be.
I think you could make a case for any of the teams that are still in the playoffs, any of them.
And what do you charge back for, a week or two's work? That's a backup. I mean, are you making a couple mil on that? Probably not.
Not a couple mil, but you might make a few hundred thousand.
Yeah.
Got two texts, Washington.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
that makes sense. After Colt McCoy went down.
Yeah, there were a few things that had to happen, but. Yeah.
I wish you had more info that it was either right at the end of the regular season when we knew the playoff teams or say a week or two before.
In theory,
when
the Dolphins were competing for a playoff spot.
Yeah, true.
At least going into week 16.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a big difference. Competing team or playoff team, big difference. Anyway, shows you how desperate some teams can be. And yet everybody will all eventually wind this conversation back to the player formerly known as number 7.
Don't be texting in Titans, maybe. Mariota
was never healthy this year. Makes sense.
And he was not great when he was healthy.
Right, right. Very interesting. All right, well, the real serious story of the NFL and all of football, as a matter of fact, there's a new threat, and it is the evaporating insurance market. Threatening against you get insurance to protect against head injuries. You get Lloyd's of London policies to protect yourself coming out of college to go into the NFL. This is a market that is disappearing altogether, and it's a $100 billion industry long term. So it's all disappearing right now. If you're a player right now and you're thinking about going pro and you want to protect yourself, it might be harder and harder for you to find an insurance policy. So I wonder the next option for the player. This is not play, right? Sit out. Don't play. You can't get insurance? Don't play. This goes all the way from Pop Warner all the way to the NFL.
Yeah, and the outside the lines interviewed insurance carriers, brokers, school administrators, lawyers, consultants, team and league officials, coaches, players, reviewed thousands of pages of court documents and insurance contracts for the story, and the details shed light on an arcane but essential corner of the sports world reeling from a crisis that began in the NFL and continues to spin out in unexpected ways. The effects are being felt mostly acutely across football, but insurers increasingly view all sports associated with the head trauma with caution, according to industry experts. But, yeah.
The NFL no longer has general liability insurance covering head trauma. None. And just one carrier is willing to provide workers' comp coverage for the NFL teams. How about that?
Gone. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so I don't know where the player this is, the players ask for more money now. Who knows where this goes?
But you take out your own private insurance.
The premium on that's got to be.
What's that going to be?
Got to be
a bit. Pay for that.
Yeah, no doubt. A couple other NFL notes. Pete Shepard, Colts general manager Chris Ballard has said he is looking for quote good dudes unquote this offseason. You always draw the fine line, not always, but many times you have to draw the fine line about you want a character guy. I mean they're not going to get Kareem Hunt right there, right? If that's what he's saying. Maybe they pass on Antonio Brown. Maybe that means he's not going after that kind of talent. I don't know. GM looking for good dudes in the offseason. So good luck with that. And Doug Marrone, apparently.
Well, I want to find the GM who's going out looking for bad dudes.
Jerry Jones. Well, what's his face that he gave a second chance? Hardy, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry Jones will take a chance on a bad dude.
Yeah, you're right.
But some teams won't do that. They don't feel like their market would support them. So Indianapolis, Bible Belt, Midwest, they don't want those kind of players on their team. They won't support that.
What about the firing of the offensive line coach, Duke Leano, yesterday? I mean, that to me is a vanity thing, ego thing. That was Josh McDaniels' hire. Arguably one of the most improved units in the entire NFL, talking offensive line, defensive line, special teams. You can make that case. Maybe the best.
I totally agree with that.
By far.
But what if I was named the head coach of the Colts and Pete Shepard, you were the Josh McDaniels hanger-on for 5 days, and yeah, you were really good at your job, but what if you and I just didn't get along every day? I'd say, maybe I'll get somebody else in here, right? I mean, I think that's what happened here.
Well, maybe. I don't know what's – and you know, we're not there. I don't know what's not to get along. I mean, you're coaching some offensive linemen, huge guys. They're doing a great job. Calling out the signals properly, blocking, doing all the right things.
And they backed their coach, too. They
backed their coach. That's the thing. You know, normally if there was some kind of mutiny going on, they would have thrown him under the bus or given up, whatever. It seems just the opposite. So that's a weird dichotomy for me. That's just weird what's going on over there with that.
Apparently Doug Marrone and Leonard Fournette have patched things up. I don't know if Tom Coughlin feels the same. Remember, Leonard Fournette, he was not active for the last game of the season. He'd been injured. But he was moping around on the sideline, not really engaged, and Tom Coughlin called him unprofessional. And he and Doug Marrone have had a conversation. So it looks like maybe...
Well, that relationship's not going to get any better. Today, running back Leonard Fournette has filed with the NFL a challenge to the team's decision to void the guaranteed money in the final 2 years of his contract.
Yeah.
So taking your employer to court generally doesn't improve the relationship.
No, that doesn't. That doesn't. And did you hear who's singing the national anthem for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Gladys Knight.
Atlanta native.
No Pips, though, right? Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Don't know how many Pips are alive.
Midnight Train to Georgia. That's What Friends Are For. Those are some of the big songs that... Not the Dionne Warwick version of That's What Friends Are For. She stole that from Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
So, 74 years old. They've really been struggling to find whatever acts. There was the Travis.
Probably half of the anybody under 30 is going, who the hell's Gladys Knight? Legend.
Under 40. And then, of course, Travis Scott, who's going to be joining Maroon 5 at halftime, he says, no, it's cool. I talked to Colin Kaepernick. We're good. Colin Kaepernick's camp says, not so fast. We didn't talk. And then they did talk. And then, it's
four of the Pips have moved on.
Moved on as in
the afterlife?
From the
Earth?
Afterlife, yeah.
Okay. That's putting it politely.
William Guest died in 2015. Eleanor Guest died in 1997. Edward Patton died in 2005. And Langston George died in 2007.
Wow, the Pips have been gone for a long time. Well, she's 74, and they've all been dead. But like, the Pips have been dead for like 10 years. Were the Pips a lot older?
You know, Gladys Knight not singing with the Pips in 1963.
Just like is that when they ended?
I don't know. Because she picked it back up 64 to 89. Yeah.
But then she went solo after that, I believe.
7-time Grammy Award winner. Mm-hmm. All right. She is proud to use her voice to unite and represent our country in her hometown of Atlanta.
Guess how many number ones on the U.S. pop charts?
How much you have, five?
A lot or none? I mean, it's feast or famine. When you ask me that question,
one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Which one was it?
Midnight Train to Georgia.
Midnight Train to Georgia. It's a good tune.
Good
tune. Maybe, I don't know if we'll use it for bumper music later in the show.
You know what? This was actually my little last story kicker.
Oh, yeah.
Next hour. Oh. So there you go.
Okay.
You'll hear it again.
Didn't mean to steal your thunder.
Nah, that's okay. Okay. It's all musically driven kickers today.
How and what are we using for bumper music today? You like to have little themes. I've grown to quite enjoy.
How about one hit?
Come in here and see what kind of themes you have with our bumper
with that
music.
Is I just did Post Malone.
Yeah.
So right there, no one hit wonder.
Okay. All right.
How about all number one hits? Kind of that way.
Kind of, I can do that.
Kind of late to be springing that on Chris here. I mean, we're in the middle of the show.
I can do that.
He's busy in the breaks. He can be able to do that? Just number one?
Yeah, just number one hits. It's easy.
I mean, we can make it simpler. Just do Grammy winners because Gladys Knight had 7 Grammys.
Oh, did Post Malone win a Grammy?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess not. But I don't know.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Yeah, he did. No, nominee.
Doesn't make the cut today, then?
Yeah, Album of the Year nominee for Beer Bongs and Bentleys. Record of the Year for Rockstar. Rap Performance of the Year for Rockstar. And the Pop Solo Performance of the Year for Better Now, the song we just came back to.
Yeah.
Great.
How about Big Boy? He's also going to be on halftime.
Who?
Yeah, him.
Oh, B-O-I.
Yeah, B-O-I.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the burgers. The burger guy, Big Boy Burgers.
Big Boy, that's big in the north,
right?
Where I'm from, in the northern Midwest.
You know how I can get that
Elias
reference?
Brothers, how?
Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Remember, Dr. Evil takes off in the Big Boy rocket ship.
That's right.
The end of the first one, I believe.
I like it.
Goes up to space, freezes himself with Mr. Bigglesworth, I believe was his cat's name.
Bigglesworth.
I only saw the first one. I don't even remember.
Oh, they're all good. I mean,
some shag.
A plus. Shag. Felicity Shagwell.
All right. On that note, we have a few things to iron out. We'll take care of it. We've got Sound Street coming up next.
Foxy Cleopatra.
We'll have more headlines of the day. There is a former NBA player that's telling a certain college player to just sit out the rest of the year and get ready for his pro career. And Rick Kamla from NBA TV. All that coming up. It's Scheman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman and Shepherd.
All right, Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives. Check them out online at optimalmale.net. Let's start it off with Art and Rooney. They have not talked to Antonio Brown since the season ended, and everything is still on the table, according to Steelers.com.
It's disappointing that haven't had any contact with Antonio, and would have liked to have been able to talk with him and understand a little better from his perspective what went on there the last week of the season. So now we've just got to evaluate things based on kind of what we know, and all the options are on the table. Really not much we can or will do for a couple months now until the new league year starts. So we'll just evaluate things and keep our options open.
He gone. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, he's absolutely.
I mean, at
gone.
This point, they're going to cut him.
Cut?
Oh, they're not going to cut
no,
him.
No, they'll cut him if they can't work out a trade with anybody, right?
Yeah. They would like to not do that.
You can't bring him back in the locker room.
No way. You can't bring him back.
But this goes to what Bruce Arians was saying. The guy is bad at communication. So not only does he skip practice at the end of the week, doesn't do the last game of the season in a game that the Steelers had to win to have a chance at the postseason, now he's still AWOL, not talking to anybody. That's that diva attitude. Real human beings actually pick up the phone and talk and iron out differences.
Still waiting for that interview as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's going to pop up on CBS this weekend for the AFC. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, really?
That makes a gut sense. Feeling. I don't know that.
No, you might be right. It's going to be one of the three networks.
Well, talk about putting it where nobody will see it. CBS pregame, nobody's watching that because you got the NFC Championship game wrapping up.
That's true.
Nobody will see it.
Good point.
Well, the CBS pregame is going
to
start.
Although, 3:05 and 6:40, you got a good half hour before the 6:40, I think.
Three and a half hours.
NFL games are pretty good about sticking right at 3 hours, unless it's overtime.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's
either going to be on CBS, Fox, or ESPN, or NFL Network, whoever's got dibs to Antonio Brown. It would be a big get for Fox if they got it over CBS because of the AFC. But you never know because he'll go to somebody. He'll interview with somebody that's going to make him look good. He will not interview with somebody who's going to challenge him. That's what it'll be.
Won't be prime time.
It'll be a cream puff interview, in my opinion, whoever gets to him.
Speaking of interviews, Adam Gase, former head coach of the Dolphins, was on with Dan Lebatard before our show. Kind of explained what happened, what went wrong in Miami.
We didn't win enough games. Statistically, we weren't great on either side of the ball. I mean, all that stuff's fair. And, I wish we would have won two of those last games and got us to 9-7. We had only had one loss at home. We would have been 5-1 in the division. I mean, there would have been a lot of positive things to build on, but we didn't do that. We lost those last two games, putting us at 7-9.
Got blown out.
It just really crushed really any kind of positivity we would have had coming out of that season.
I think if they beat Buffalo or just showed up, he might still have a job.
They weren't even close to those games.
No, they weren't. And I will give him this, though. I mean, I heard him this morning as well. Florio, I taped a podcast with him, and they played a good 10-minute interview this morning. I mean, I think if you're a Jet fan, you should feel a little more hopeful than at the press conference. I mean, it was much different than listening to him the other day.
All right.
Well, his eyes looked a little better, too.
Look, did Lebatard ask him about the eyes?
Yeah, they went back and forth. Yeah, it was like a 90-second clip, so I wanted to play some other stuff, but I got it if we want to play it later in the show.
Okay. I'd like to hear his reaction to that and how much fun Lebatard had with it. All right, Mel Kiper Jr. By the way, his mock draft coming up. We'll have that later on in the program. Talking about Kyler Murray as an NFL prospect on Go Look and Wingo.
Probably the most fascinating, intriguing player in the history of the draft. When you think about what it means to the first round and a quarterback this size, we've never had it before. We thought, 7 years ago, 5'10 and a half, 5'10 and three quarters, Russell Wilson, where would he go? He's a third-round pick. And now we fast forward to today, and we're talking about a 5'9", 5'10 quarterback going in the top 10, top 15, maybe in the top 5. So this is something we've never had before. And you mentioned the different league we're in now, the different NFL than it was in the 80s and 90s. And you're a point guard. You're back there so far now, you're in space where nobody's bothering you. You're throwing a ball, and you're getting the ball out and throwing to fourth, fifth options. And his running ability, I said back in October, if he was 3 inches taller, we wouldn't even be having a discussion. He would, you lock him in as the number one pick.
Most intriguing pick of all time in the NFL draft? Really?
Absolutely not. False. Even remotely close. Come on, Mel.
You're
full of crap 90% of the time anyway, but man, that is just so over the top ridiculous.
Baker was more intriguing last year. Baker,
how about Bo Jackson?
Baker and Bo Jackson, those were the two I'm thinking of right now.
How about Deion Sanders?
Absolutely. Yeah, was... you're way off base, Mel.
How about the sixth quarter? How about Elway, Marino, Eason, Blackledge, O'Brien. How about all those?
All right. Yeah, I think we're unanimous
most
on that.
Most intriguing pick of all time. What are you smoking?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Fact.
Man, that's you got mossed.
All right. Kyrie Irving calling LeBron to apologize for being a pain in the rear when he was a youngster.
Few are meant for it or chosen for it, and you know, I feel like the best person to call was him because, you know, he's been in the situation. You know, he's been there with me where I've been the young guy of, you know, being a 22-year-old kid and, you know, wanting everything. He wanted everything right now, you know, coming off an all-star year starting. And then, you know, this heck of a presence comes back. And now I got to adjust my game to this guy. And, you know, you take it personal, but at the end of the day, he just wants what's best. And he has a legacy he wants to leave. And he has a window he wants to capture. So I think what that brought me back to is like, all right, how do I get the best out of this group of the success they had last year? And then helping them realize what it takes to win a championship.
All right. Thank you, Kyrie.
So play more like you did last night, and everything else will fall into place. Just play like that.
Make it to, you know, 5 straight finals or whatever it was. Yeah. All right. Coming up, speaking of the NBA, some interesting conversation there. There is an NBA player that says Zion Williamson should never play a college game again. Shut it down. Get ready for the draft. We'll discuss that. And more NBA news, the Rockets with their 73-pointers, and Rick Campbell at the bottom of the next hour. And 1 hour from now, another chance for you to win $1,000 in the Sheeman & Shepherd cash grab. All that coming up, Sheeman & Shepherd on Southwest Florida's sports leader, 99.3 ESPN.